under attack. I'm Mary Corsetti, Fox News. As Russian forces are continuing to target cities, hospitals, and residential areas.
Putin's army slowing down again this Sunday as Ukrainian troops say they're not giving up. And the troops are doing everything they can to fight back. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky visited some of the soldiers who have been injured while fighting in Ukraine. Overnight, a Russian airstrike killed at least 35 people at a military base near the Polish border. More than 100 people were injured. By the hour, Putin's troops getting closer and closer to Kyiv. Russian troops are trying to block and paralyze the capital city with days and nights of shelling in the suburbs, just trying to get closer to the capital city.
Fox's Alexis McAdams, this as an American journalist, was killed in Ukraine.
And this information that we're learning right now, indicating from someone on the ground who was at the scene, that these two journalists got into a car to go closer to where the front line was at, and ultimately they were shot. We don't know who shot them, but this is an active war zone. And again, we can confirm at this hour that one American civilian journalist was killed just outside the capital of Kyiv.
Fox's Trey Yingst. Meanwhile, police say they've identified the man who stabbed two workers this weekend at the entrance to New York's famed Museum of Modern Art.
Video shows the man jumping over the reception desk and attacking the workers. Deputy New York City Police Commissioner John Miller says the suspect is 60-year-old Gary Cabana, who tried to see a film at the museum but was denied entry because his museum membership was revoked the day before.
His membership had expired as a result of two incidents involving disorderly conduct here at the museum on two separate dates in recent days.
The two victims went to the hospital in stable condition, one stabbed in the back and neck, the other in the left collarbone.
Fox's Roger Stern. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The Federal Reserve is expected to announce a rate hike this week, signaling a new strategy to combat inflation.
When the Federal Reserve meets Tuesday, analysts expect a quarter-point rate hike to its benchmark short-term interest rate, perhaps the first of several this year. Raising interest rates is a tool policymakers could use to bring down the impact of fast-rising inflation by slowing down the economy. There has not been a rate increase since December of 2018. Many Wall Street banks have suggested the Fed could raise rates as many as 7 times this year. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
And gas prices are at record highs, and an oil industry expert says consumers should not expect any relief anytime soon.
Gas prices now stand at a record average of $4.43 a gallon, up 79 cents in just the last 2 weeks. Oil industry analyst Trilby Lumberg says this is unprecedented.
This was a record not only for the amount of the hike and the price, but for speed, because that amounts to nearly 6 cents per day for the past 14 days.
Russia is the second largest exporter of oil in the world, and Lumberg says the invasion of Ukraine upset an already tight crude oil market. She adds that, unfortunately, Americans will have to get used to the current pricing levels.
We could have an extreme price hike from here. We could also have a pause. The only thing we're unlikely to see is a big decline in prices.
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Meanwhile, Oscar-winning actor William Hurt has died. His son Will posted today that his father died peacefully of natural causes. Hurt had three consecutive Academy Award nominations for Best Actor in the mid-1980s. These included Kiss of the Spider-Woman, Children of a Lesser God, and Broadcast News. He won for Kiss of the Spider-Woman. Hurt was also a stage actor during the 1980s, appeared in off-Broadway productions, and received his first Tony Award nomination in 1985 for the Broadway production of Hurley Burley. He was 71. I'm Mary Corsetti, and this is Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.